Today's News.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. We're just having a little change for a week or two and delving back into the wonderful news book, Here is the News, a chronicle of the 20th century, compiled and written, mostly at least, by our friend Terry Kringle, late of this parish and a great friend of myself and Manx Radio, where Terry did news stories going back over the 20th century and some fascinating pieces no matter where you open the book. Just as I did today, really, if we go back to 1938, an interesting little piece entitled Radio Station for Craig Nabar. Craig Nabar, he writes, is to be the site for a new telephone radio transmitter and receiving station. It is necessary because of pressure on the undersea cable. Twin towers will support the transmitter wires. Remembering this is 1938. A new access road, meanwhile, continues up to the mountain road so that TT and MGP race fans can have easier access to viewing positions during race periods. They should be able to walk as far as Windy Corner. Another but narrower road is planned to run parallel with the hedge overlooking the TT course. The idea is that spectators will be able to park their cars there and obtain meals from a new roadhouse, wherever that was. The transmitting station will be provided by the post office, and the remainder of the development will be undertaken by local businessman and town councillor Tom Cowell, who owns the surrounding land. His idea is to have his development designated as a TT enclosure. He will then charge admission. No fool he. As a preliminary, a car and coach enclosure with marquee and large wooden grandstand was provided for this year's TT. It provided views of the fast straight to Brandish Corner. The land for the transmitter is being acquired for development by the UK's Office of Works. It follows secret testing by the Post Office of shortwave wireless telephony between the island and Holyhead in Anglesey. The radio transmitter is being planned by the Post Office to provide extra telephone capacity, because there are times when the submarine telephone cable is being used to full capacity. On occasions, prospective callers are experiencing long delays in getting their calls put through. A likely target for completion of the transmitter is July 1939. Rather auspicious date, just a month or so before war breaks out. In view of recent developments on the continent, there we go, the remainder of the project will depend then on what the outlook is for peace. Sadly, the answer to that was bleak. And also, the Lady Isabella, rescued by a local man. This was 1938 again. Lady Isabella, the great Laxey wheel, reputed to be the largest in the world, has been saved for the nation. Laxey builder and joiner E.C. Neal of Baldoon Road has commenced a private programme of restoration, and already the transformation has been remarkable. A relative of one of my very best friends, Mr. Gaylord. She's been repainted with more than half a tonne of paint and 1,500 weight of lime. Her viewing platform, which was the most dilapidated part of her, has been made safe, and choking weeds which had been creeping up her arches have been removed. The appearance of the wheel surroundings has been improved by the removal of some roofless huts. A derelict cafe adjoining the wheel has been completely transformed. It was so neglected that two swarms of bees had hived under its floors for 15 years. After driving them out, Mr. Neal said his men removed 100 weight of honey. I hope they sold it. The ground floor has been opened as a souvenir shop, and Mr. Neal thinks he might create a dance hall on the upper floor. The summer flags have been flying from the wheel, and at night she has been floodlit. This has made her an attractive feature of the night sky. Mr. Neal acquired a 15-year lease of the wheel in December last year after fears were expressed that the great lady might be in terminal decline. She had not been used to pump water from the old mine workings since the mines were closed by the onset of the Great Depression in 1929. Very occasionally since then, an effort has been made to get the wheel turning, but this had only been for short demonstrations. By 1937, the popular tourist attraction and landmark had started to show such marked signs of deterioration that her future became a source of concern throughout Britain. It was feared that she might end up being scrapped. An attempt was made to get Timbald involvement in her rescue, but even as this was underway, Mr. Neal started negotiations to save the wheel himself and operate her as a commercial tourist attraction. Eventually, he might buy her. His commitment seemed so great, it would be the logical conclusion. Good to see Timwell were slow off the mark. He opened the restored wheel to the public on Good Friday and plans to produce an 18 by 8 inch scale model as a souvenir. He made a prototype, which he patented, and sent to Czechoslovakia for a quotation for production. However, when the Nazis infiltrated the country, nothing was heard until the end of the year, when the model was returned in a box covered with swastikas. It now seems unlikely that an alternative manufacturer can be found in time for the next season. Who'd have thought a link between souvenir models of the Laxey wheel and the Nazis? Fascinating stuff, as I say. It's all old news, of course, as all news is, eventually. More next week. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.